I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said one of the first things he wants to do is meet with other political parties.
I will seek to work with all political parties and we'll start it off with wanting to have a meeting with the leaders of all political parties so that we can try and find a way of working together.
Ramaphosa said the issues of corruption and mismanagement in state-owned enterprises is on his radar screen. Authorities in southern Florida have charged a 19-year-old man with 17 counts of premeditated murder in connection with the latest mass shooting at a U.S. high school. Dominic Timpone is a student at Major E. Stoneman Douglas High School and recounted the event.
We hear bullets coming closer and closer to us, and then we just hear kids screaming.
In addition to the 17 deaths authorities have reported, the shooting left others hospitalized. The state's attorney general, Pam Bondi, said Florida will pay for the funerals and counseling for the families. The local school system is also making grief counselors available to the students. Mexico's foreign minister, Luis Videgaray, said on Thursday that there was basis to be reasonably optimistic about the survival of the North American Free Trade Agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Talks have stalled as Canada and Mexico deal with demands from the United States, which has threatened to withdraw from the pact. For pictures, video stories, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Hailemariam Desalegn has resigned. State television said Thursday that Hailemariam has submitted his resignation as both prime minister and chairman of the ruling EPRDF party. In recent weeks, the government has released hundreds of prisoners, many of whom were arrested on charges of terrorism or inciting violence in an effort to ease political tension. President Michel Aoun told U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Thursday that Lebanon was committed to preserving calm on its southern border and urged Washington to play an effective role to help resolve Beirut's land and maritime disputes with Israel. Bronwyn Benito has more.
In a statement, Aoun urged the United States to work on preventing Israel from continuing its assaults on Lebanese sovereignty by land and sea. He said Lebanon was sticking by its internationally recognized borders and rejected Israeli claims over a disputed maritime zone. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
The number of civilians killed and wounded in the war in Afghanistan declined last year, but the number of deaths from airstrikes was on the rise. Speaking at a news conference in Kabul, Human Rights Director Danielle Bell from the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the reduction was an important step.
But I must emphasize that 2017 was the fourth consecutive year where the mission recorded more than 10,000 civilian casualties.
The U.S. and NATO forces formally concluded their combat mission at the end of 2014 and shifted to a training role, but a resurgent Taliban stepped up their attacks and an affiliate of the Islamic State group also emerged. The United Nations brought over 1,000 African refugees to Italy from Libya on Wednesday, evacuating them from detention centers whose conditions have been condemned by humanitarian groups as inhumane. UNHCR spokesperson Carlotta Sami.
These are women, these are children and very young refugees that since a few years ago were in detention in a very risky situation. They are very vulnerable.
The UNHCR estimates about 18,000 people are being held in detention centers for immigrants that are controlled by the Tripoli government, and it aims to evacuate as many as 10,000 this year. Pierre Vautier of France has defended his title in the men's snowboard cross at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Vautier barely qualified for the final after crashing during the semifinals, but recovered to win his second Olympic gold medal with relative ease. Jared Hughes of Australia took the silver, with Spain's Regino Hernandez earning a rare Winter Games medal for his country by taking the bronze. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London